up the nuts and I'll shove on the corn. I'll say different things, but I don't know. It's just all.
I've never seen any snow or sleet or anything before Christmas. You know, at home, if it's going to snow, it doesn't snow until January or February. This is practically as close to Christmas as I've ever seen it.
But you get Texas way on up in that panhandle.
That's a different story. Boy, they do. They got snowed in, I think, last year or year before. They had a terrible storm up there.
But all of our storms so far have went northeast,
mm-hmm.
go through Ohio and into New York. They come out of Illinois and about, and they go up from Oklahoma and Texas. And if it commences in the fall of the year that way, it nearly holds up during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're all the same path every time.
Now, it usually comes down on that side. Well, it doesn't bother us when it goes down across Texas, but up here, that's where we get our cold from.
Well, I was in Atlanta this summer, and I thought it never quit raining. I've never seen so much rain. Good heavens. It's so dry in Texas. Surprised at all that rain. When you were talking about doing your clothes and washing them and all, what did you carry them in?
Well, we have a laundry bag, we called it. We put those clothes in until we got ready to wash. We didn't go out there every day and wash like people do now.
Yeah.
Once a week. And we'd carry them out in the laundry bag, hang them on the... Sometimes a garden fence or anywhere we could hang them. I had a clothesline. If we had too many, we'd hang them on this and that or limb of a tree or anything. So we got them dry.
Did you ever use anything else besides the bag?
Well, I think so. We had clothes hampers, they called them. Clothes hampers. We used that time.
And did you ever use any container, like round thing that you carry them in? Excuse me, when you bought nails, what would you buy nails and things in? Smaller than a barrel.
When we buy them in big blocks, we bought them in a keg.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a little, like a little barrel. Mm-hmm.
It held about 50 pounds. But now if we didn't need but 10 pounds, they'd weigh them out to us.
Mm-hmm. They weigh them for you if you need them.
10 pounds, like we do now. They're in pasteboard boxes now.
Mm-hmm. On a barrel, what did you call the stays that went around the barrel?
Hooks.
The hooks that went around it? When you were after you put the syrup and molasses and things in the jugs, what would you stop it with?
Corks.
Corks? Just made out of cork? You never used any cloth or anything? Always corks?
Well, sometimes back in later years back, we'd take a cob and wrap a clean cloth around it, stop the jug.
Did you ever use the instrument that you put in your mouth? You know, you hold it between your teeth and you pluck it?
Jus harp.
All right. What about the type that you blow on?
That was the French harp.
The French harp.
Made pretty music too, the French harp.
What tools did you use around the farm?
Tools. Well, you go ahead and answer.
Well, you use holes, axes. Hammers?
Shovels.
Spade. You had a little flat thing that you called a spade.